Berkeley Castle, call they this at hand?
Yea, my lord.
Now, brooks your grace the air after your late tossing on the breaking seas?
And needs must I like it well, O Merle. I weep for joy to stand upon my kingdom once again. Dear earth, I do salute thee with my hand. The rebels wound thee with their horses' hoofs. Feed not thy sovereign's foe, my gentle earth, nor with thy sweets comfort his ravenous sense. But let thy spiders that suck up thy venom and heavy-gated toads lie in their way, doing annoyance to the treacherous feet which with usurping steps do trample thee. Mock not my senseless conjuration, Luz. This earth shall have a feeling, and these stones prove armed soldiers ere her native king shall falter under foul rebellion's arms.
Fear not, my lord. That power that made you king hath power to keep you king in spite of all.
Aye. The breath of worldly men cannot depose the deputy elected by the Lord. For every man that Bolingbroke hath pressed to lift shrewd steel against our golden crown, God for his Richard hath in heavenly pay a glorious angel. And then, if angels fight, weak men must fall, for heaven still guards the right. Welcome, Salisbury. How far off lies your power?
Nor near, nor farther off, my gracious lord, than this weak arm. Discomfort guides my tongue and bids me speak of nothing but despair. One day, too late, I fear me, noble lord, hath clouded all thy happy days on earth. For all the Welshmen, hearing thou wert dead, are gone to Bolingbroke, dispersed and fled.
Comfort, my liege. Why looks your grace so pale?
But now the blood of 20,000 men did triumph in my face. And they are fled. And till so much blood thither come again, have I not reason to look pale and dead?
All souls that will be safe, fly from my side. For time hath set a blot upon my pride.
Comfort, my liege. Remember who you are.
I had forgotten myself. Am I not king?
Awake, thou coward majesty, thou sleepst. Is not the king's name 20,000 names? Arm my name. A puny subject strikes at thy great glory. I look not to the ground, ye favorites of a king. Are we not high? High be our forts.
I know my uncle York hath power enough to serve our turn. But who comes here?
It is Sir Stephen Scroope, my gracious lord.
Your health and happiness betide my liege. Then can my care-tuned tongue deliver him.
Oh, mine ear is open and my heart prepared. The worst is worldly loss thou canst unfold.
Glad am I that your highness is so armed to bear the tidings of calamity. Like an unseasonable stormy day, which makes the silver rivers drown their shores, as if the world were all dissolved to tears. So high above his limits swells the rage of Bolingbroke, covering your fearful land with hard, bright steel and hearts harder than steel.
Where is the Earl of Wiltshire? Where is Bagot? What has become of Bushy? Where is Green? That they have let the dangerous enemy measure our confines with such peaceful steps. If we prevail, their heads shall pay for it. I wonder if they have made peace with Bolingbroke.
Peace have they made with him indeed, my lord.
Oh, villains. Vipers damned without redemption.
Dogs easily won to fawn on any man. Snakes in my heart, blood warmed, that sting my heart. Three Judases, each one thrice worse than Judas, would they make peace? Terrible hell make war upon their spotted souls for this offense.
Sweet love, I see, changing his property, turns to the sourest and most deadly hate. Again, uncursed their souls. Their peace is made with heads, not with hands. Those whom you curse have felt the worst of death's destroying wound, and lie full low, grazed in the hollow ground.
Is Bushy, Green, and the Earl of Wiltshire dead?
Aye. All of them at Bristow lost their heads.
Where is the Duke, my father, with his power?
No matter where!
Of comfort, no man speak. Let's talk of graves, of worms and epitaphs. Make dust our paper, and with rainy eyes write sorrow on the bosom of the earth.
Let's choose executors and talk of wills. And yet not so, for what can we bequeath save our deposed bodies to the ground? Our lands, our lives, and all our Bolingbrokes. And nothing can we call our own but death. And that small model of the barren earth which serves as paste and cover to our bones. For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings. How some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed, some poisoned by their wives, some sleeping killed. All murder. For within the hollow crown that rounds the mortal temples of a king keeps death his court. And there the antic sits, scoffing his state and grinning at his pomp, allowing him a breath, a little scene to monarchize, be feared, and kill with looks, infusing him with self and vain conceit, as if this flesh which walls about our life were brass impregnable, and humored thus, comes at the last, and with a little pin, bores through his castle wall, and farewell, King. Cover your heads, and mock not flesh and blood with solemn reverence. Throw away respect, tradition, form, and ceremonious duty, for you have but mistook me all this while. I live with bread like you. Feel want. Taste grief. Lead friends. Subjected thus, how can you say to me, I am a king?
My lord, wise men ne'er sit and wail their woes, but presently prevent the ways to wail.
My father hath a power. Inquire of him, and learn to make a body of a limb.
That suits me well. Proud Bolingbroke, I come to change blows with thee for our day of doom. This ague fit of fear is overblown. An easy task it is to win our own. Say, Scroope, where lies our uncle with his power? Speak sweetly, man, although thy looks be sour.
Men judge by the complexion of the sky, the state and inclination of the day. So may you, by my dull and heavy eye. My tongue hath but a heavier tale to say. I play the torturer. By small and small, to lengthen out the worst that must be spoken. Your uncle York is joined with Bolingbroke, and all your northern castles yielded up, and all your southern gentlemen in arms upon his party.
Thou hast said enough.
Beshrew thee, cousin, which didst lead me forth of that sweet way I was in to despair.
What say you now? Comfort have we now? By heaven, I'll hate him everlastingly that bids me feel comfort anymore. Go to Flint Castle. There I'll pine away. A king, woe's slave, shall kingly woe obey. That power I have, discharge, and let them go to ear the land that hath some hope to grow, for I have none. Let no man speak again to alter this, for counsel is but vain.
My liege, one word.
He does me double wrong that wounds me with the flatteries of his tongue.
Discharge my followers. Let them hence away from Richard's night to Bolingbroke's fair day.